This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The New England-based band Darling Sight has long been a favorite here at Word of Mouth. So on their recent visit to a songwriting and music business summit at the Concord Community Music School, we invited them to play a few tunes live here in Studio D. Afterwards, producer Zach Nugent sat down to chat with guitarist Don Mitchell and drummer and Concord area native son Sam Capala.
This one makes me feel at home.
We're sort of in phase two of Darling Side. We'd say phase one, we moved in all under one roof, so we rented a house together, which technically in the state of Massachusetts isn't even necessarily legal to have more than four people who are not married to each other in a house. So we briefly considered marrying one another just, you know, for legality reasons, but we decided not to do that. We recorded our first two albums in that house.
We always want to make sure that when we're passing songs around and valuing each member's input, that we're willing to let go of ideas. Say Don comes to me with this particular vocal line that he's really attached to, and then he has a bridge part that he hasn't really thought about. I might think the bridge part is great, and I might want him to ditch the vocal line because it's taking away from the bridge part. So we might call that vocal line Don's darling, and I want to kill it, so I would be committing darling side, so to speak. And being free and having a level of trust such that darling side can occur and we can feel comfortable allowing each other to constructively criticize ideas and always moving forward with them and not getting attached to any particular piece. You know, that's important. But we did change the C in darling side to an S because we felt that it fit a little bit better with our aesthetic.
You know, our happy-go-lucky image,
right.
You know.
We're not a metal band, so. We played The Catbird Seat, which is a song that Dave wrote about a year that he spent in Boston after college. You know, just sort of playing on the street a lot, busking, and trying to figure out what he was going to do musically going forward. And it was sort of before the band came together, he started writing it.
Thank you. usually the real arguments come from the stupidest things. The really important stuff about music usually doesn't lead to the biggest fights. Maybe when we first started, there were a few, you know, like raised voices kinds of conversations. But since then, it's kind of, we know that that's a potentially charged topic, so we get away from it. More of the verbal sparring. Sam's smiling. I guess he agrees with me. It usually comes from, you know, grammar or something. Someone corrects someone on something, and then it's, wait, no, that is great. And then, you know, we're on Wikipedia, and is Wikipedia trustworthy? And it just, you go down the rabbit hole. The lyrics that came from Dave's ideas about wanting to make sure that even if he doesn't see sort of deep into the future, that he as an ancestor will have descendants who are able to see a future that doesn't totally stink. Living in separate apartments at this point, and we still get along just great, and we still spend most of our time together because we're on the road lots for shows, and we're sort of doing more retreat style self-recording at the moment, so we're really excited to be getting out a whole bunch of new songs in the next year or so.
Yeah, we're gonna keep writing music and keep playing shows and keep having fun, hopefully. As long as it's fun, we're gonna keep doing it.
You can go to wordofmouthradio.org to see video of Darlingside's performance and some past performances. It's a series that, after many focus groups and a lot of thinking, we're calling Live from Studio D. And you'll find out more about the band, including when they'll again be in New Hampshire, at wordofmouthradio.org.